Well, maybe the sunny skies and the 80-degree temperatures are just what it's going to take for you to pack up the whole family, you and the kids and the dog and a picnic, and maybe go out to the lake. The only thing you need to worry about, of course, is blue-green algae. And the only thing about blue-green algae is you can't tell from looking at it whether it's toxic or not. And it could make you sick, could make the kids sick, could even kill your dog. So we need to find out more. Stephanie Gresh is from the Minnesota Department of Health. She's an epidemiologist, and she joins us this morning to shed a little light on this blue-green algae topic. Stephanie, good morning, and thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Good morning.
So where do you usually find this blue-green algae? And do they look blue-green? Or can you tell by looking at them?
Yeah, so blue-green algae, it's typically going to look like pea soup or spilled green paint on the lake. It will be a bright green. It takes many different colors, so it could be a bright green. You could see a bluish tinge, and it could even turn white as it's decaying. So the blue-green title is pretty true to form. And where we find blue-green algae in Minnesota is really everywhere. It can be found in all of the lakes in our state. We most often see it in southern and central Minnesota, where we have these shallower, more nutrient-rich lakes. But we can certainly see blooms anywhere. And last summer, we had reports of blooms, you know, all the way down to the Iowa border, all the way north to the Canadian border.
So isn't that delightful? Not.
Right.
Are there different kinds of blue-green algae? Are they all toxic, or are some of them are and some of them aren't? Is it the algae itself, or is it something in the algae?
Yeah, so there are all different types of blue-green algae, and in fact, they aren't really algae at all. They're called cyanobacteria. They're bacteria, but we call them algae because they have a lot of properties like algae. And there's lots of different types of blue-green algae, and most of them do produce toxins, and it's the toxins that can make you sick.
So what kinds of symptoms might a human experience if they come in contact with it? Now, I mean, it can be everything from, you know, accidentally, you know, getting a gulp of water to having it come in contact with your skin. Is that right?
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right. So in people, you know, generally the symptoms are mild, and it can be a wide range of symptoms. So, you know, diarrhea or vomiting. You can also have skin irritation, headache, kind of sneezing, allergy-like symptoms as well. So it runs the gamut.
Dogs, of course, what dogs love, they really love. And a dog that wants to be in the lake is going to love being in the lake. Why are dogs more likely to ingest more of this stuff, and why is it more likely to actually kill them?
Yeah, so as you just mentioned, you know, dogs are going to want to be in the water, so they're more likely to go in those stinky areas of the lake where these blooms are than a human would. And, you know, dogs also are ingesting more water when they're in the lake, you know, especially if they're retrieving a stick or a ball. They have a lot of water going into their mouths. The other things dogs do is when they get out of the water, they typically lick their fur, you know, to clean themselves off, and they can be ingesting the algae directly. So they're just more likely to be exposed to a larger amount of the algae and a larger amount of the toxin than a person would be.
So you can't really tell necessarily by looking at it that there are toxins being produced by the algae. If there's a bad smell, is that pretty much a guarantee that we're looking at the dangerous kind?
No. So, yeah, you also can't trust your nose either on this one. So the toxic a bloom that's going to be toxic won't necessarily be smelly. So really, you know, we say if you see a bloom, stay out. So when in doubt, stay out, because you just can't tell if it's toxic or not.
I'm kind of curious, Stephanie, are algae blooms found up here on Lake Superior? You kind of think that Lake Superior might be so big that it would be kind of and the waves can be really violent, that it might be an inhospitable environment for algae. Is that right?
Yes, that is right. So I don't think there have ever been blue-green algae blooms on Lake Superior. So other Great Lakes have issues with blue-green algae, Lake Erie, but Lake Superior, to my knowledge, has not had issues with blue-green algae.
So maybe you just pack up the stuff, you leave the lake, you go to Park Point.
There you go.
Stephanie, thank you so very much for taking some time for us this morning. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Stephanie Gresh joined us this morning. She is an epidemiologist with the Minnesota Department of Health.